I have on the air at the other end of this telephone a very good friend of yours. Will you say hello there, sir?
Hello, how you doing?
Well, what about you?
I'm not so bad, fiddling.
A good lad. I have Mr. Ollie himself. We're getting a bit of feedback here. We're right. We're big old on the other end of the line there. You all right, sir?
I'm the very best fiddler. What about yourself?
I'm fine. I bet you I'm better, feeling better than you.
Well, we had a party up there last night.
So I believe.
And we had a two-piece band up from Cork.
Yes.
And there's a boy playing the piano and a boy playing the saxophone. I never heard the lick of them in my life.
So believe. They're fantastic.
Fabulous. But they quit playing at 8:30 this morning. And they started at 11:30 last night.
I bet you whenever they started there were two pieces, whenever they finished you thought there were 10 of them.
They were absolutely brilliant.
You must have had a good night because I called for Jimmy G this morning and he never even came out at all.
Well, Jimmy G was, I left about 5:15 now and
yes.
Jimmy G and them were still there.
I
know for a fact the band didn't quit play at 8:30 and there was people straggling out of it at that time.
Well, maybe whenever I called this morning he wasn't even home.
Probably wasn't. It was a 12-hour shift from 8:30 last night to 8:30 this morning.
Very good.
I thought I'd ring you up and wish you the very best for next year, Fiddlin.
Thank you very much, Ollie.
And, of course, to all the listeners, we'd like to thank them for listening to us over the last year and a half. We certainly had good crack with them.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Of course, we can't forget about our advertisers who stuck by us right through the year
yes.
and a half, you know.
Yes.
It's a sad occasion that we have to close, and it's going to be terrible now, like tomorrow and next Sunday and every other Sunday, that when you switch the radio on, there's going to be no crack.
Especially
on Sunday. And I know yourself up there, you know, like up the other end of the country, like, you know, it's Donegal.
Right.
It'll be the same all over. But we never know the weather yet.
No, you never know what happens.
You never know what
happens.
One door closes, another door opens.
That's right.
But as Jerry Riley from Cabin said, it would need to be a great big sliding door.
Aye.
Me and you
to get a pair of us boys to it.
Well, listen, I wish you every success, Tom, for 1989.
Thank you indeed, Ollie.
Okay.
Thank you very much, and thanks a lot for ringing in there.
Not at all. Happy New Year to all the listeners.
Thank you very much, Ollie.
Thank you, Tom.
The same to yourself and the family, boy.
Good luck, boy.
Good luck, Ollie. Thanks, Dave. Bye-bye.
Well, to play one this time here, especially for Ailish Sloan and, of course, for Martin and the children. Ailish, thank you very much indeed for ringing in there. Ailish, just ringing in to say that she's enjoyed the programme all over the months and, well, it's over a year now, I suppose, well over a year since I came onto Rainbow, and she's enjoyed it all through, and she always rung us up on a Saturday anyway and answered to the quiz or a wee bit of a request, and it's nice indeed to get a phone call there on the last day. Thank you very much indeed, and many thanks indeed to Brian, actually, because, as we thought last week, we thought we were finished, but Brian gave us a reprieve here and put a final Country Jamboree programme on here today between 12 and 3. But 3 o'clock's the deadline, folks. The plug is pulled at 3 o'clock and Rainbow is no more. So there we are. What we are going to do, we do not know. But you never know. You always keep hopes up and you never know what might happen. Sure, someday you'll turn your wireless on and there we'll all be blathering away again. But as I say, especially for Ailish Sloan, for Martin, and for all the children there, I got a lovely one here on CD for you here. It's a nice song, and it's called Silver Haired Daddy of Mine.
In a vine-covered shack in the mountains, bravely fighting the battle of time, is a dear one who's weathered life's sorrows. It's that silver-haired daddy of mine. If I could recall all the heartaches, dear old daddy, I've caused you to pay. Silver-haired daddy of mine.
I know it's too late, dear old daddy, to repay for all the sorrow and all the tears. And though mother is waiting up in heaven, just to love and comfort you there. If I could recall all the heartaches, dear old daddy, I've caused you to bear. If I could erase the lines from your face,
silver-haired daddy of mine there. That's one from Helen McCafferty. Okay, dokie, we got a very, very special request. A very, very great fan of mine there. And it's a pleasure indeed to play another request for. And I have promised, and I will do, definitely try and make an effort to go and see this lady, because she's 90 years of age. She's one of my number one fans. She's one of my greatest fans. And her name is Katie McGuigan. Katie, it's lovely to play a request for you again today. We didn't think last week when we were on that we were going to be on this week at all. And it's a pleasure indeed to play a request for you here on the last Country Jamboree programme on Rainbow, because we're going off the air at 3 o'clock. But sure, God willing, we'll be back on in some form or fashion. You never know what happens. We'll just keep our fingers crossed, because I think we're doing a great old job for all the people. The people are enjoying it. And sure, something always turns out that them things work out right, don't it? So we're hoping that we'll be back on in some shape, form or fashion. But Katie, it's a pleasure indeed to play your request. So Katie McGuigan up there in Cariff, and also Granda Hughes and Drumatee. All this here coming in from all the relations up there, and all the kids and all the rest of it, and Katie especially from me, because as I say, someday I'm going to down her in and say hello to you. I'm definitely going to call in the first chance I get. Katie, here's one. It's myself singing a song that was a big hit for away about 3 or 4 years ago there. She's nearly all cut and burnt now, but it's a song called They Cut Down the Old Pine Tree. So you might remember this here from your young days there, because this was a big hit away back in the 1930s. So especially for Katie McGuigan and for Granda Hughes, this is me. Here we go.
Stop a while and listen to my story. I just came down from the hills. I went there to find my childhood sweetheart and to listen to the whippoorwill. I went there to look for the old pine tree that lingers in my memory so. Was there that she said she'd be waiting for me. We pledged our hearts long ago. But the old pine tree was gone. Still my love for her lingers on. They cut down the old pine tree and they hauled it away to the mill to make carpet and pine for that sweetheart of mine. They cut down the old pine tree, but she's not alone in her grave tonight. That's where my heart will always be. Though it drifted apart, they cut out my heart when they cut down the old pine tree. pine tree, and they hauled it away to the mill to make a coffin of pine for that sweetheart of mine. They cut down the old pine tree, but she's not alone in her grave tonight. That's where my heart will always play. Though it drifted apart, they cut out my heart when they cut down the old pine tree. When they cut down the old pine tree.
Yes, indeedy, there we have the old pine tree there, especially for, where is it? We've turned her upside down there, especially for Katie McGuigan and for Granda Hughes down there in Drumatee. And lots of phone calls coming in there from lots of different folks, just wishing us all the very best indeed and hoping that it's not long until we're back on the air again. But we're hoping that as well. And in the meantime, we're going to go ahead here with a song from Big Tom. It's one that goes something like this.
Mom and Dad's been married 50 years today, and for them old time has surely slipped away. But those wrinkles they don't love, their young years have passed them by. I can see they're growing older day by day. Yes, they're living in the sunset years of life. Heaven bless them through the years of man and wife. Not one moment of regret, and there's lots to live for yet. Yes, they're living in the sunset years of life. Now the loved us kids, no one but us could know. I remember endless times that told us so. One by one we all left home. Now we have families of our own, but their home is our special place to go. Yes, they're living in the sunset years of life. Heaven bless them through the years of man and wife. Not one moment of regret, and there's lots to live for yet. Yes, they're living in the sunset years of life. It's so good that we could all be home today, and I wish that every one of us could stay. For Mom and Dad it was a must, 100 years of us, it's their golden anniversary today. Yes, they're living in the sunset years of life. Heaven bless them through the years of man. Not one moment of regret, and there's lots to live for yet. Yes, they're living in the sunset years of life.
Ah, yes, indeed, there, the big man himself there, Big Tom there with a song called The Sunset Years of Life. And I have a very, very special request indeed here for a man down there in Newry, a man called Sean Burns, because Sean is in the fire service, and Sean has just been awarded the BEM in the New Year's Honours list there. We'd like to congratulate Sean very, very much indeed there, sir. Well done indeed. And we'd like to dedicate this next song especially to you from your wife, Margaret, and hope that you have a happy, happy New Year, the pair of you down there in Drumgullion Avenue. So especially for Sean, congratulations to the BEM, sir. And coming in for you from Margaret, here's a song from... George Keane, a man called George Keane there, and it's a song, it's called Stony Mountain, West Virginia. Where do we get the fiddles tuned up? Here we go, great stuff.
Stony Mountain, West Virginia, it's the place I long to be. Stony Mountain, West Virginia, throw my dog. I left my home one Sunday morning. I struck out for Tennessee to sing my songs and make my fortune. Join the Grand Ole Opry. A man told me, son, you ain't got it. Go back home
first the time, but I couldn't stand the thought of digging that old Stony Mountain mine. Stony Mountain, West Virginia, this the place I long to be. Stony Mountain, West Virginia, that's where my darling waits for me. I robbed a bank in Memphis town. I studied out, skirt running, they caught me in Birmingham. Jailer, jailer, bent to paper, write this letter for me please. To Stony Mountain, West Virginia, make me just Stony Mountain,
Stony Mountain, West Virginia,
West Virginia,
that's the place,
the only place
I long to be.
Yes, it is.
Stony Mountain,
oh, Stony Mountain,
West Virginia,
West Virginia,
that's where my darling,
where my darling waits for me.
Stony Mountain, West Virginia,
it's the place I long to be. Stony Mountain.
Yes, indeed, there you go there. That's George Kane there and a song called Smoky Mountain, West Virginia. I have on the other end of the telephone here a gentleman you're all used to the voice in Rainbow here, a man called Martin. Martin, are you there, sir?
I am, yes.
Good lad, Martin.
What I just want to do, Tom, is just say a big thanks. Apologies for not being able to get over for the wee bit of crack over there today.
Right, Martin.
But I just want to say a big thanks to all the listeners there, and especially to the listeners of a Tuesday and Friday night for the old traditional Irish music, you know, the old show.
Right, Martin, yes.
So that's what I just want to say. I heard you mentioning a couple of people there, Granny McGuigan and Granny Q.
Indeed.
They were all great listeners to the show as well.
They always were.
To all the grannies and the granddads, because I had many of them listening, because they're the sort of people that listen to the type of music I was doing. You know?
I and myself as well, Martin.
Oh, that's great.
That's right.
Well, Tom, I don't want to hurry up because I know you're a very, very busy man. All I want to say is just to thank everybody very much for making my few months on the station a very, very happy memory.
Yes. Well, Martin,
and, hope to God that we get back soon.
I hope so, indeed.
Wish them all a happy new year for me.
Will indeed. And you're on live telling there now, Martin. And thank you very much. I appreciate very much you ringing me in here.
Right, Tom.
Martin, thanks a lot, boy, and I hope it's not long to meet on the airwaves again.
Good man. Good
okay,
man.
Martin.
And just happy year to Brian Delores for me there as well.
I definitely will. I'll pass that message on, Brian.
Right, Tom, Martin. Happy new year to you.
The same to yourself, sir. God bless you, and thanks for giving us a ring, boy.
Okay.
Bye-bye. There you are, ladies and gentlemen. A nice gentleman indeed there, Martin Campbell, there on the telephone there, just to wish you all a happy new year as we're coming up. What, we've only 22 minutes left here on the old station. And will you see who's come in? Hey! Come here. What do you hear this thing here? What do you hear what's arrived?
Hello, Thomas.
Come in. Come
Thomas.
On.
Hiya, Tom.
Explain off. Come on. Explain this.
Hangover.
Hangover what? Hangover that there and I hit you over the head with a brush here. Imagine turning into a 12 o'clock programme at 20 minutes to 3. Did you ever in your life? Jimmy, you're very welcome, son.
Thanks very much, Tom.
Good lad. I'll talk to you in a minute, Jim.
You will indeed.
Hold on 1 second. Talk to that person on the phone there, Jimmy. Good lad. Oh. Back on we go here with a lot more good old music. We'll just see if anything lined up here. Number 15, it's right? So what do we check her up here? 15. Nobody's child. That's just dead on for me here. I'm nobody's baby. Here we go. Tony Morelli's the man's name. The song's called Nobody's Child.
I was slowly passing in an orphan's home one day and stopped there for a moment just to watch the children play. Alone a boy was standing, and when I asked him why, he turned with eyes that could not see, and
Yes, we're going to have to feed Nobody's Child a wee bit there because we have Nobody's Fool on the other end of this line here. Are you there, Jerry?
How's it going, my old son?
Good lad. You're looking well.
Thomas, my son.
Good lad.
Sad show today.
Jerry Morgan. Yes, a very sad show. Yeah,
sad
indeed, Jerry.
All, but as you say, hopefully make it back somewhere in shape or form. You know?
Yes, indeed. I hope if I come back, I come back in better shape.
But just to let... I'll put makeup on. Up there. But anyway, just to wish everybody out there in Rainbow Land a very, very happy new year and a prosperous and peaceful new year as well from myself, Mr. Wonderful Jerry Morgan, and especially to Dolores and Brian as well for the good times we had
down
through the year there, you know. It was a good old time. Sad old time now, but everybody, a very, very happy new year. And I'll hold you up.
Absolutely. Jerry, thank you very, very much indeed.
Good luck.
And a happy new year to yourself. And as I say, hopefully we'll meet on the airwaves not too long a time.
Somewhere along the way, Tom.
Indeed.
God bless
Jerry, you. Thank you for ringing, boy.
Bye.
Thank you very much indeed. Thanks, Jerry. There you go indeed, Dub. Mr. Jerry Morgan there, ladies and gentlemen. Just ringing in to wish you all a happy new year. And as he says, well, Rainbow hasn't long to go now. What? 17 minutes. There you go.
No mother's arms to hold me or soothe me when I cry. Sometimes it gets so lonely here. I wish that I could die. I'd walk the streets of heaven where all the blind can see. And just like
Nobody's Child there from, who was it from? Tony Morelli. Yes, indeed, it's say 3 o'clock is the deadline today, and off we go, and we're hopeful that there may be something coming up. We're not just saying nothing. We're saying nothing at all, but I know the phone's in good order of the day. Anyway, she's going well. Hello? Just hold on one wee second. Here we go this time. We're going on with a nice old song here, number 15, number 16 on the chart here. It's The Irish Way to Love from Anna McGoldrick. And we'll have a bash at it. Goes like this here. Anna McGoldrick singing this particular wee song. Indeed she is. There she goes now.
When you take a trip around the Emerald Isle and you meet a boy who has an Irish smile, with his blarney tongue he can charm the birds above. He has learned the Irish way to love. Purple.
There you go, the Irish way of life there. What have we got, lads? Have we anything? Did we find Silent Worship? No, we didn't. No. Had a request for Silent Worship there, but we can't find her at the minute, but we'll maybe get her yet. We'll go ahead with this one here anyway. So we will. Yes, we will. It's a grand old song here from Mr. Frankie McBride. We'll call the 40 Shades.
40 Shades of Green. I close my eyes and picture the emerald of the sea. From the fishing boats that dangle to the shores of Dunedin, I miss the River Shannon and the boats at Skibbereen, the moorlands and the meadows with their 40 shades of green. Most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. And most of all, I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again, I want to see and do the things we've done and seen. Swedish Almar, and there's 40 shades of green. I wish that I could spend an hour at Dublin's churning surf. I'd love to watch the farmers drain the bogs and spade the turf, to see again the thatching of the straw the women gleam. I'd walk from Cork to Larne to see the 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss the girl in Tipperary town. And most of all, I miss hers as soft as eiderdown. Again, I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is Swedish Almar,
there we go indeed, there, the 40 shades of green here, and we've got a whole lot of dedications for the next one. We've only 10 minutes left on the air, and this is a wee song that I released there on the last LP, actually. It's available in the shops as yet. It's called Big and Country, but there's one particular track on it that a lot of people seem to like, and it's a track called Silent Worship, and I have a lot of requests for it here, so I'm going to try and bung them all together, put them all out together here, especially for Anna Rush, especially for Barbara Coburn, and especially for Doreen Trainer. Yes, Doreen Trainer, and we have Eugene and the kids all up in here today with us, especially for Doreen as well. And it's also dedicated especially to Elizabeth Manley and the twin boys there, and also to Walter, and to Sean Burns there, who got the BEM, the New Year's Honours List, and to James Hughes, who's 80 in January coming, and James is a great friend of Katie McWiggins there, my very good fan there, who's 90. And to Ailish Sloan, and to everybody there, to Martin and all the kids there, and to Margaret Burns and everybody down there. I'm just looking to hear to make sure I haven't forgotten anybody. And to Gwen Graham, God bless Gwen there. She rang me up and she's overcome with grief. It's sad, really. She's not sounding too good there. But, ach well, it's one of these things. There's nothing we can do. The law says 3 o'clock a day, Bob's your uncle. But hopefully, as I say, something will turn up, and we'll be back on again, maybe, hopefully, before too long. We hope, anyway. So we're going to go, as I say, for all those folk with Silent worship here from the Big Idiot himself. Here we go.
The church was pretty crowded, and the people, they all turned around. Their eyes were fixed on the chapel door, and the soft organ was the only sound. It was now in the middle of a long, hot summer, and the air was so warm and still. As I kneeled at the front, with my head bowed low, my hands clasped together quite still. Then at the back of the church, I heard a sound like a shuffle, then a sigh. And through the door, the bride walked in with her lovely head held high. And the organ strikes up a bit louder, and I gaze at her lovely face. And I look at the bridegroom, so nervous and hot, and I think, I should be in your place. Now my mind wanders back to all those months gone by, when she said that her love for me was true. And I took her home to my family, and something that I never knew. I never knew my brother had captured her heart that day, and that her love was mine no more. My poor heart cries out each day and night, for I still love her as before. I can still feel the touch of her loving hand and the warmth of her lips on mine, and I think of the lonely days spent in my room just thinking of her all the time. But then, time heals all wounds, or so they say. And that pain which had cut like a knife, it's slowly dying, and now is the time for me to leave and start a new life. But my broken heart is beaten still, and I can still feel the tears well up in my eyes. And as they take their vows, I whisper a prayer. Oh, please, God, don't let me cry. Then the golden band is slipped on her hand, and they're bound together for life. And with trembling hands placed gently on theirs, I pronounce them man and wife.
Back together now, we'll work. work it out somehow. Bad dreams, but I want no more. Just good dreams since you walked through the door. You said you've had some lonely nights, the same as I. Before we call it quits, I'd rather die. No tears, m'lady. No tears, m'lady. We're back together now. We'll work it out somehow. We're showing that our life can be as man and wife. We're back together now. We'll work it out somehow. No tears, m'lady. No tears, m'lady. We're back together now. We'll work it out somehow. We're showing that our life can be as man and wife. We're back together now. We'll work it out somehow.
Night, the angels made room for two children to dwell in heaven with mommy that night.
Did you see the way I did that? That's just to know there's no point in making a difference in the last program and all the other programs throughout the year, because I used to do that all the time. Play the last two lines of the song before the one I wanted. Here's the one I wanted this time.
I'll take you home again, Kathleen, across the ocean wild and wide, to where your heart has ever been. Since first you were my bonny bride,
ladies and gentlemen. One or two final requests here to go through just before we come to the top of the hour. A very, very special request for Mr. and Mrs. Tomasky of Lisburn, who are down there, and this comes in from Claire, Philip, Cathy and Peter there. So Mr. and Mrs. Tomasky of Lisburn, how you doing? A great big welcome to you all down there. And Colin and Neil and Stephen and Paul and Anita and Donald Brannigan and Hilltown there, and Mr. and Mrs. Cunningham. Where were they from? Ballymartin indeed is the very place. And listen, there's, in case I forget anybody here, I've that many things here, I'm writing on paper plates, and they're all around the corner, and they're going round, and I'm wrote in the back of some of them, and I'm writing everything here, even writing in the walls. But listen, there's that many things coming in here, in case I forget anybody at all, I'd just like to play this last record here for everybody who's a listener to Rainbow and has listened to us at all over the last wee while, because this is a very appropriate one here for the last one. There's one called It's the Last Country Song.
All right, boys, we're going to play the hell out of this now.
Country and Western.
Here we go. One, two, three.
It's
the last country song by the last country band in the last honky-tonk in the world. It's the last country dance on the last hardwood floor for the last country boy and girl. And there will be no more steel guitars and fiddles if the people don't know what they're worth. It's the last country tune beneath the last country moon for the last country people on earth. Last country song on the last country jukebox by the last country singer alive. It's the last country tear and the last cold beer. It's the last country song that survives. There will be no
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we're coming to the very top of the hour here, because we're coming very, very close to 3 o'clock here. And Fiddle and Tom, well, we're all feeling very sad. The studio's full of people here, but I'll tell you, it could be full of happier looking people, because we're all big long faces and all the rest of it. But the only thing to do is, sure, you never know what's around the corner. We have been doing our best to please the people. The people are all enjoying it, and surely things will turn out in such a way that we'll get back on the airways again. And certainly that is what I would like, because I'm going to miss it. What about you, Jim?
I'm going to miss it too, Tom.
Oh, God bless you, Jim. Let us your shirt.
No. It's been great, though. It's been great over the past year and 6 months. And there's two people, and I stand here in the studio that I'd like to thank very, very much, and that's Brian and Dolores.
Oh, absolutely.
Done a lot for us over the past...
You jumped the gun there. You jumped the gun. I was coming to that, yeah.
I'd like to thank us personally and wish us all a happy new year. And there's a lot of people standing here in the studio.
Absolutely.
And to all the listeners out there and all the... our fellow DJs and disc jockeys.
Right,
Don't forget them.
Right.
I'd like to thank all them for everything
over
the past year and a half. And
glad
yourself, Tom.
I'm glad you're able to make it up today, Jimmy. Yeah. I did everything only kick your door in this morning, but I couldn't get you waking at all.
Just about.
But I'm glad you made it up for the last programme anyway. And we'll have one here that we're going to give us a wee burst of here. Just all join hands in the kitchen there, folks.
And sing along with us.
Sing along with us. Here we go.
Because we know what's going to happen.
Oh, yes.
Again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do. Dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I'm a singing this song.
Ah, yes, we'll meet again some sunny day. And we're all trying to be happy and laughing here, but I'll tell you, honest to God, and I really do mean this here, it's one of the saddest days. A woman only after saying there, she phoned me up, and she said, it's like a bereavement. Now, that's the exact words the woman said on the phone. She says, what are we going to do when we turn on the wireless and we can't hear Big O shouting, cars, 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 or we can't hear you playing out country music on Saturday? What are we going to do? So I don't know, what am I going to do on a Saturday? I'll bother keeping out of the wife's road in case he gets me a spade or something, or the lawnmower. That's my biggest problem. No, but seriously, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very, very sad. I really am sad today, because I have enjoyed my crack down here. I've enjoyed being on with Jimmy and Graham here on a Saturday, and Dolores and Brian couldn't be better. And, of course, Terry and all the boys in the warehouse and carpets and all the rest of the DJs, everybody who phoned in there, and Sonny Tyrone phoned us up there just to wish all the listeners a very, very happy new year and to thank all the DJs for everything they've done for them. And that's the sort of people that kept the station going. We had a wee family in there today there, the Crawley family there, a great wee traditional Irish music family there. Three kids, and sure, where are those kids going to go to get airplay whenever these sort of stations go off? But we're very, very hopeful that maybe in the very near future we might get kind of going again. So, ladies and gentlemen, from myself, from Fiddle and Tom, from...
Jimmy G.
Jimmy G, where's Graham? Graham! Up, yep, by you. Just tell the folks all the best, Graham. We're...
Oh, well, it's a pity we have to shut down, but goodbye, anyway.
Goodbye, thank you very much, Graham. The man that says very little, but thanks a lot. Very good, thank you very much indeed, Graham. And as I say, we're going to leave you all here with this one here. All join hands in the kitchen and we'll sing along with you here.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, folks. How could you have a Happy New Year closing down, Jimmy? Huh? What a time to do it, eh? For the sake of auld lang syne. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we are heading on to the very end of Rainbow here today. We'd also like to mention Jimmy and Odd down there and the Carpets there, very good friends of ours who share the line with us here and very often get our calls and we get their calls. It's been great working with you lads, especially Odd, who's not looking well today at all. He is not looking well today at all. He's got the flu. So he says anyway. Also to Sean there, we see Sean in the warehouse, to everybody who, all the kids, Brian's kids there, who bring us up at the drop of tea on a Saturday and everything. Sure, it's the end of an era, but maybe it's the beginning of a new era. Okay. Also to Charlie and to Jerry, our engineers who travel around and keep us on the air there. Lads, thank you very, very much indeed for all your help during the all the time that we've been on the air. And don't forget, we hope we'll be needing you shortly. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, from us to you, God bless you. Rainbow Radio signing off. Thank you very much indeed.
Your friend and mine, Fiddlin' Tom Cameron, on the Country Jamboree.